We are going to start with Too Young by Post Malone and then explain the show theme and everything after that. So hope you guys enjoy. All right. Take it away.
That was Post Malone, Too Young.
Yeah.
Kick off the show. We came up with this theme last night. I'm a special guest.
Yes.
Ava's dad.
Who listens to all my shows.
Listens to all the shows. We came up with a theme last night of playing songs from shows and artists that we had seen live. So we saw Post Malone.
Twice.
Saw him on New Year's Eve at Barclays Center.
Which was so fun.
Probably 4 years ago, maybe.
It was like 2019. I think that was the
start. Heading into 2019. Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah.
And he really had not been touring. He'd done some festivals. This was before all of his extensive touring. And that was we were actually driving back from Vermont and came up with the idea of stopping in Brooklyn to see that show. It was terrific.
Yeah.
And that's what he opened with.
Yeah, it was really fun. And it was like the first New Year's Eve that we weren't like all together in our family. So it was a big deal, but it was really worth it.
That's good.
Yeah, so the theme is just kind of like all shows that we've been to. We're a pretty like music loving family, so we've been to a lot of concerts. So next up, we're going to go back to like one of the earliest ones, and we're going to play L.A. Baby by Jonas Brothers, which my sister, shout out Madison, and I were absolutely obsessed with because of the Jonas Brothers show, which honestly was a really good show. I don't know why they canceled it, but we're going to play the song. This is L.A. Baby. Hope you guys enjoy. So that was L.A. Baby, or Where Dreams Are Made Of by the Jonas Brothers. I still take credit for introducing the Jonas Brothers to my family because of the year 3000. And we saw them twice. Were you saying twice in concert?
I think we saw them on the Hannah Montana tour. That's like when she was sort of like the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And they were opening for Hannah
Montana. Was that like my first concert?
It may have been.
I think it was.
I think Killers actually may have been your first concert.
No, that was third grade.
I don't know. And I can't remember whether that was at Madison Square Garden or at the old Nassau Coliseum, but it was like somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You like gave those as Christmas presents, I think, that year. Yeah. Tickets.
No, yeah, that was a big thing. Like there'd be all these little clues and like gifts that we would open throughout Christmas, and then we'd have to put together the pieces and like figure out the name of the artist we were seeing or like the hint of where we were going.
I think we just gave you tickets.
Well, but like that's something that started happening like for a couple of the concerts.
Yeah, we did a few concerts for Christmas things.
That was fun.
And then we saw them in Jones Beach. When they headlined the outdoor, that was a good venue for summer shows, outdoors, Jones Beach. They still do shows there.
And then we saw Joe Jonas in the Camp Rock tour, which was really fun with my cousin Jack. And I remember we were like all so tired at the end of the concert. And I think like you just got like a random burst of energy at the end, and we were in the car and Madison was like, oh my God, that's their tour van. And then you just like pulled into the lane and we just like followed their tour van for a while.
You guys wanted to follow
the bus. We were so excited.
Follow the bus, yeah. Which we did not.
My mom was like, stop, Jim. Like, don't follow the bus.
It was late and we were going to go in the opposite direction, yeah. So we didn't follow the bus. Maybe we should have followed the bus.
Maybe we should have. Who knows where it would have taken us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next up is Taylor Swift, which is a sensitive topic for me personally. but we're playing a song from 1989, Out of the Woods. So we're just going to roll right into that.
So we did see, well, we should just set this up for 2 seconds. Okay. We have seen Taylor Swift live 3 times. And
really?
One was on the 1989 tour, and we saw that show at Hyde Park, London.
Speak Now was another one.
Speak Now was the first time
that was,
we saw.
Like,
that
my
was at the
favorite.
Garden. Yeah, that yeah. was when you had like stuff written on your arms, like yeah. 13.
And like things. I think Taylor like touched Madison's hand or something, and I was just like,
sure, we had really
so
good seats.
Jealous.
We were close to the front, and unlike this current tour where we can't get seats and have not been willing to
yeah.
part with the many thousands of dollars it would take to go see Taylor yeah. Swift live.
There have been multiple times on the show where I've like embarrassed myself and been like, I'm playing a Taylor Swift song, Dad. Like, listen up.
Yeah.
But it is just kind of crazy at this point.
Well, she added some European dates, so who knows?
We'll yeah, see. We were trying for the European dates. Oh my gosh, we totally missed that.
What?
Like, trying to get the tickets for some of those, I think.
I don't think they're registered yet. I mean, we registered. I don't think
oh,
they started
the
to sell
yet.
Oh, the
5th is when we get the texts.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, and then the Sour Spot is the Reputation Tour in Miami. We did, like, a trip to go see it, and I simply had a panic attack and had to go home.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Madison and I stayed.
Well, I was 16, and so I was like, guys, just let me take an Uber home. Like, I don't want to ruin mom's experience. But they both were like, no, that can't happen.
It was Hard Rock Stadium. It was like 45 minutes away from where we were staying, so no one was comfortable with yeah. you just as a child.
Well, like, the panic attack started in the car, and I just remember being like, it's going to be okay when I get out of the car. And then it was like standstill traffic on that bridge. And I remember just texting everyone in the group chat, and I was like, guys, I have to get out of this car.
Yeah,
it was bad. Anyways, yeah, so we missed Reputation. But then they put out that whole like Miss Americana thing on Netflix that was about that tour. Or actually, it was just the Reputation tour.
I think that's right.
Yeah, so I got to watch it, and it was good. But
well, Taylor Swift apparently hears and listens to everything that's said about her, so maybe she's listening to this, and she
oh my
hears
God.
Our pleas to go see
Please.
The show in America before it's over, and she should, like, give us tickets.
Yeah.
I
won't
StubHub
have a panic attack this time.
Not reliable and very expensive.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to play Out of the Woods and pretend we're at a concert for Taylor, so hope you guys enjoy.
Flying, flying, and I remember in the clear, yet are we in the clear? Oh, I remember! Are we out of the woods yet? 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 Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? In the clear yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we out of the woods 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 yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we out of the woods 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 yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? In the clear yet? Good.
All right. What song was that?
It's Taylor Swift, Out of the Woods.
Yeah.
1989.
Do you know who that's about?
Harry Styles.
Yeah. It's like the big... I love that you knew that. It's the big joke that they, like, had, like, manslaughter in the car or something. It's like an ongoing thing. I don't know. Anyways, so we're going to move on to Adele. And we're going to play Hometown Glory. Not Rolling in the Deep, shockingly. Only I can sing that. So.
When you were 12.
I was 12.
Whatever, however old you are.
I can't shake it. That performance haunts me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this is Hometown Glory by Adele. And this was an amazing concert. Like, one of the best that I've been to.
It was so great. She was like in the round.
Yeah. Hope you guys enjoy.
Same way as I did, missing out the cracks in the pavement and tutting my heel and strutting my feet. Is there anything I can do for you, dear? Is there anyone I could call? No one, thank you, please, madame. I ain't lost, just wondering. From my hometown, maybe Maury's a phrase. From my hometown, ooh, the people I've made are the wonders of my world. Are the wonders of my world. Are the wonders of this world. Are the wonders. I like it in the city when the air is so thick and opaque. I love it to see everybody in short skirts, shorts and shades. I like it in the city when two worlds collide. You get the people and the government, everybody taking different sides. Shows that we ain't gonna stand shit. Shows that we are united. Shows that we ain't gonna take it. Shows that we ain't gonna stand shit. Shows that we are united. Run my hometown. GA, oh my world, oh my world, yeah.
All right, so that was Hometown Glory by Adele. And now we're going to head into Say It First by Sam Smith. This was the Thrill of It All concert, and it was so insane. I just remember the lighting was really good for it, and we were so close to seeing them on the stage. So it was very cool.
Yeah, that was, you sort of demanded to see this show. I think your sister and mother were visiting colleges. And it was just us at home.
Actually, yes. And you had just taken me to Radiohead.
Was Radiohead before or after?
I think it was before.
I'm not sure. They were close together. They were in like...
I don't know. Either way, whoever's was like second used it as leverage for...
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I feel like Sam Smith was first.
Yeah.
Actually, it was a great show.
It was a really good show. All right.
I used that as leverage to get you to go see Radiohead.
You did.
Which was pulling teeth for a young kid. I mean,
well, and the lights were just so... We're not playing a Radiohead song because we don't have enough time for all the people we've seen.
Right.
But the lighting was so aggressive. And I just remember I was like weirdly in my like freak out era of life. So I was like having yet another mini panic attack at the Radiohead show. But... it wasn't too bad. It was like good music.
There were some good recognizable songs, but they're, you know, they've gotten very experimental and very non-song based.
Yeah.
So. Especially for a kid.
Yeah. Anyways.
But this was good. This was a great show.
Yeah. Back to Sam Smith. This is Say It First. Hope you guys enjoy.
Say it first.
to desire. I promise there'll be fire. I need to hear you say it first. Come on, baby, do your worst. I know you'll take me higher. So come on, darling, if you love me, say it first.
So that was Say It First by Sam Smith, and we have a PSA for everyone.
Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they're also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, and I know this firsthand from many painful childhood summers, just a brief touch causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, yellow, red, and autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of tough students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow up in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice, leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leafed plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face or even more sensitive areas. Public service message from WFMO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing that my apartment does not really have a backyard.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, my dad is allergic. You're like allergic to poison ivy, right?
I haven't had it in many, many years, but when I was a kid growing up, I used to get it in the summers, and then it would spread all over the place, and it was like, I had it one time, like around my eyes, and my eyes were swollen shut. It was terrible.
Jeez. Well, I recently learned that I'm allergic to mangoes, like very allergic to mangoes, and it's the same substance in mango peel that you find in poison ivy.
Really?
Yeah. So.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I was like making mango margaritas for my friends, and I had some, and my throat started closing up. It was really exciting.
It's not good.
Yeah. Anyways, so watch out for poison ivy. Next up, we are going to play Buzzcut Season by Lorde, and I pushed for us to play this, first off, because we saw Lorde in concert, and it was insane. Her voice sounds so different in concert, but like in the best way ever. And I recently went to a concert with her again with my friend Marin. And that was also really good. But yeah, it's really been cool to see how she's like grown as an artist. This is from one of her like earlier albums, Pure Heroine, and it's Buzzcut Season. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
tell us all that we will lose, but it's so easy in this blue where everything is good.
That was Buzzcut Season by Lorde, which is honestly probably my favorite Lorde song. I think besides maybe Supercut. Yeah. What would you say your favorite Lorde song is?
I think that's a good one. I'm not that well versed. I mean, it's been a while since we saw
that
show.
The one where it was Liability.
Liability is really good.
You love that song. Okay. Anyways, we're going to go to Billie Eilish now, When the Party's Over. And we saw this with Bridget. We saw this like right before we moved to Vermont. It was like our last concert.
It was Radio City.
Yeah.
And then the movie that she came out with, the concert movie, not that long ago,
on
Apple TV, has footage from our show at Radio City when she like runs around through the rafters and like puts the camera on the audience or something. We actually have video of that from our phones.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great show.
It was a really great show. So I'm going to play one.
Oh, this. Well, his is interesting.
Mm.
We saw that show.
Okay.
And then we had tickets.
No.
This was like her step up. She had done a couple of, like, Madison, Ava's sister, had seen her at some venue in Brooklyn.
Which I am so jealous of. That must have been insane. Like, just a small room.
It was a little tiny room. We saw someone else there. I can't remember who. And then we saw her on the Radio City tour, which was the sort of initial step up tour. And then she came around again pretty quickly, when she was playing Madison Square Garden, and we had tickets, and it was March of 2020.
A lot was going on then.
A lot was going on. And she actually started, this was amazing to me, she started that tour about 2 weeks earlier in like Florida or something. And I was like, and COVID was happening, things were starting to get restricted, and it was kind of like shocking to me that that tour started. And then we were watching the dates, and the week that we had tickets to, everything shut down.
Yeah.
NBA shut down, and then that show was postponed, not canceled. And it's a little bit of a sort of a personal story, because I had sold the seats knowing that we were not going to see the show on StubHub, but because it was postponed and not canceled.
You never said that. You never told me that.
We had to wait
bit.
Like a year to to actually get the money back from ultimately from Ticketmaster because it was a canceled show as opposed to postponed. It was a whole strange thing.
Oh, well, I thought that you sold the... Oh, I guess that makes sense. I thought you sold the tickets when I was a freshman in college because I was like, I don't want to find a group of people to go to Billie Eilish with
me. That was
me.
Another one. We had tickets for Boston.
Oh, no.
You sold those tickets because you don't want to go.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay, so we've actually like not seen Billie Eilish more than we've seen Billie Eilish, but we did see one magical night at Radio
City.
Well,
we don't really like the new album anyway. So.
Well, this wasn't supposed to turn into a trash Billie Eilish
situation. Well, I know. I like Billie Eilish.
Maybe she's listening, too. Maybe she comes through with some tickets or something.
Hey, Billie.
Because Taylor, we just got contacted by Taylor during the last song. And like we're now hooked up for
we're on
LA.
Our way.
Two different dates in LA for the Eras Tour. We're excited.
Yeah,
thanks, Taylor.
Excited. Thanks. All right. Well, this is When the Party's Over by Billie Eilish. For some of the weird cracks during that song. That was When the Party's Over by Billie Eilish. That was my favorite song by far. Oh, what was that sound?
Strange things happening.
Strange things are happening. Sorry about that. Anyways, that was my favorite song definitely during the performance because she was on that bed. Do you remember that? There was like a bed above the stage. It was crazy. We're going to move on to Khalid, which was another really good concert.
Yep.
My dad chose the song Vertigo for us to listen to, which I also just really love. So hope you guys enjoy. Hope there are no more tech issues. This is Vertigo by Khalid.
Thank you. we better off believing what the ignorance suggests. I wish living life was easy, but mine has been a mess. And they say it comes with the seasons, but the seasons come and go, they go. I go blurry when I'm thinking, is it me or vertigo? Criticized, who am I to give up? I'm breathing, what's the reason to let it out? Criticized, who am I to give up? Putting on my favorite I was more outspoken, but the words are out of reach. Thought I loved you in the moment. I was happy, I was gone. I've been learning, I've been growing, but the worst is yet to come.
So that was Vertigo by Khalid, and next up we're going to be playing Spaceman from The Killers. Do you have anything to share about The Killers?
One of the earliest concerts we saw.
I was in third grade.
We had like fun little ear muffs, I think, for you or something.
Yeah, fully. But that was fun. I remember you went, did you go back the second night? You really wanted to.
No, that was Khalid. This was, I think the show was canceled. We had to wait a long time. And then we finally saw it. Someone had a test or something.
Me, I had the ELA, which is like the English proficiency test that they give.
Yeah, so
in
that
New
was,
York.
We had tickets to the Garden. And
which was like so silly.
We had to leave like midway through because of that.
Made no sense. Like I was going to do fine on the test. It was just so dumb.
But then we got tickets. They played Barclays like a few days later. So we went back like the, I think it was the, there was like a midweek show at the Garden, and then we went back like that following weekend and saw it at Barclays. So we actually saw them twice.
Oh,
and
we
that
did.
One we actually stayed.
Okay. Actually, yeah, I remember that.
For the whole show.
That was really great. And I recently saw them with my friend Elsa, which was really cool. Because it was like one of the first things that we bonded over when we got to college was, I remember Elsa was just playing music. And I heard the Killers, and I was like, who's on aux right now? And Elsa was like, you know the Killers?
This was a big car music band from that time in our family.
We used
to listen to a ton of Killers.
Well, we moved to Vermont later on in high school for me, but we were going there since I was little, and I just remember when the Killers went on, it was always when Mom had fallen asleep and Madison was falling asleep, and it was just the two of us up for a lot of the drives at that point. So, yeah.
Yeah, this was good sort of keep driving music.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to listen to Spaceman.
Nice.
Hope you guys enjoy.
Calling me by my name, and there's zipping white light beams, the street calling.
That was Spaceman by The Killers. And next up, we are heading into one that's kind of fun for me, Need to Breathe. And this was the opener for what?
This was the opening act for the first time we saw Taylor Swift at Madison Square Garden Speak Now Tour.
Yeah.
Random Which country band.
Which is so random.
We had no idea who they were.
Yeah.
They were good.
They were really good.
They had good songs even back then.
But I didn't recognize that they were a Christian rock band. Like, I just didn't make that connection. And then I got to college, and I would be on Aux, and I would, like, put their songs on. And Elsa specifically, and I think Lux were both like, Ava, this is, like, really Christian, like, music. I was so lost. And there are so many songs that, like, I'll listen to, and I'll be like, no, like, this is about, like, love and devotion. But it literally is, like, you know, you always sit at my table, like, it's clearly Jesus. And so then I went to an actual Need to Breathe concert with my friend Elsa, who was the only one willing to go out of my, like, queer friend group, due to the vibe. And the vibe was crazy at that concert. It was just like a bunch of really, like, short men that were scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
But well, that was, Taylor was still country at this point. I mean, she was like sort of breaking out of country. So
true.
This was probably a country-ish type tour.
That makes sense. Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, this is Angel at My Door. Yeah. We listened to a lot of songs trying to pick one, and we chose Angel at My Door. So we hope you guys enjoy it.
What do I got to do to my love to make you understand me? Where do I find the peace in your heart to keep you satisfied? What do I got to do to my love to make you even notice? Where do I find the words in my mouth to cut through the air tonight? 'Cause every day I know that I'm learning. Age, it ain't the only thing you like. But if memory's all you have, then I can't find you beneath those eyes. So we open up the door, let the music take us further than before. We open up the door, 'cause maybe there's an angel standing on the porch. Oh,
So that was Angel at My Door by Need to Breathe. And we're going to technically be logging off after we talk about our next song, which is Viva La Vida by Coldplay, which honestly, yes, is like a pretty popular Coldplay song. We were going to play Yellow. So like I wanted to keep the like good vibes.
Yeah, Yellow's kind of slow, but we were going to take it all the way back to the beginning.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm agreeing with you that okay. We decided not to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I just really love Viva La Vida. Like, this is the one song that, because there's always like a time for these bands where the music would come up on your playlists and I would just be like annoyed until I liked it. And like, I remember Viva La Vida was the first Coldplay song where I would be like actually excited that Coldplay was on.
Yeah.
So, and this was my favorite concert that we went to because they did like the wristband light things, and we were like in the not like nosebleeds, but we were far back.
We were sort of facing the stage in like the 300s or like the sort of high 200s or something. It was like, but we had a good vantage point of the whole stadium. Cool. It was a great show. I mean, they just like, but they have so much energy. They put on a great show and the lights, and it was a great stadium.
It was amazing.
There's some stadium bands. Coldplay's a stadium band. Yeah. Taylor Swift is now a stadium act. Like they can actually turn 60,000 seats into something that's just like a spectacle.
It was crazy. It was like just absolutely the best. But yeah, so this has been fun.
This was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on as guest.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for listening to every show.
Of course.
So this is